Blog Talk Radio.
Scores tied 20-20, 11-29 left into this ball game here. But you know, we're gonna lead off. We're a little NBA, even though there's not much really to talk about. Look like there's a Jet injured here.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, they're getting medical attention for the guy. Number 39.
How did he get injured? I didn't see.
Yeah, I didn't see either. I walked away for a couple of seconds. By the time I came back, I see him lying on the floor.
So
he's getting medical attention. So we're going to lead off with a little NBA, you know, talk a little Knicks basketball. And the return of David Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Who they actually left the video tribute for. I mean, we'll get into that momentarily. Let's talk about Nets too a little bit. You know, talk a little hot stove with the Mets and Yankees and how, you know, pretty much Yankees are going to have to borrow money from Scrooge McDuck to pay Derek Jeter.
Nah, they already have money, so.
Oh, yeah, right. My fault.
I don't think they'll have to borrow money.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Scrooge McDuck actually he just bought the Yankees just. But I forgot. My fault.
Scrooge McDuck is the Yankees.
True. He is. He is exactly the Yankees. You know, he does whatever he can to, you know, make money and succeed. So
yeah,
he's definitely a Yankee. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, we'll get into that. We'll talk about Mets as they try to improve. They improve the front office. You know, making some acquisitions. Well, in the front office, they're not expecting to make any big moves. Free agent wise, but of course we'll talk about that also. Talk football here with the Jets. In a tight game here, 2020. Talk a little Giants, as you know they're gonna do battle with the Cowboys.
The 1-7 Cowboys.
Yep, and they fired their head coach Wade Phillips.
Oh yeah. It's about time.
And, dare I say, maybe talk a little hockey, too. Devils are 4-0. That brought to my attention a couple of days ago at work that the Devils are in Duke. They're 4-10.
Yeah, they're bad this year.
Yeah, we'll talk a little about that, you know, a little Rangers and the Islanders, too. Give you guys... Give you hockey fans some love this week, this episode, and as usual, end the show with a little sports entertainment, the WWE, the TNA, even though I didn't really watch it.
Hmm.
I'm assuming you didn't watch it either.
I didn't see it. No, missed it.
Well,
I guess
that. But without further ado, let's. Tip off with the Knicks.
They didn't play today, did they? Yes.
I don't know if they're playing later today, but I think the last time they played was Friday night.
Oh.
When they lost to the Timberwolves.
Oh, okay.
They're now 3-7 Timberwolves. Thanks to us, they came in 2-7, but.
Yeah, I mean, they were leading by 20.
And the Knicks, man, I mean, what more can you say? I mean, all you got to do is just pop the tape of, you know, the beginning of this show, and, you know, it's pretty much the same thing, you know. Knicks don't play any defense. They jack up threes. They lose.
I mean, that's part of D'Antoni's offense, you know.
Yeah.
Running gun, shoot three-pointers, play no defense. That's the same thing. That was the philosophy he had with Phoenix, and they never won a championship because of that.
Yep. Don't you mean Mike Anthony?
Yeah.
His team don't play no D.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why he calls himself D'Antoni, because there shouldn't be no D because he don't play none.
No. No defense.
Dude, the Garden fans hardly chant defense.
Oh, did the Jets recover this ball?
I'm checking here. See.
Yeah, it looks like the Jets are going to get this ball back.
Yeah, you're right. They fumbled the ball.
Yeah.
Now they're reviewing the play right now.
Looks like he fumbled the ball and the Jet recovered it.
It's under review right now.
And the Giant game is about to start.
Big day in football right here.
Yep.
And, there's not much really to say about the Timberwolves game on Friday, except that Kevin Love just, man, he really showed us some love, man. He scored, like, I think 35 points.
Yeah, 30 rebounds.
Yeah. I mean, like, this is like video game stats, man. I mean, this guy, I mean, jeez.
And, I mean, where were the other guys? Like, Stoudemire, what were they doing? Well, I think Stoudemire didn't have a good game.
I think he had a good game. I think so. Nah. What was it, 20-something points I think he scored? What happened
I don't think he had that many. I think he only had 8 rebounds in that game or something.
Yeah. Stoudemire, I mean, yeah, you know, he definitely hasn't been racking up any rebounds as a Knick. I think he might have one of those games as a double-double, but, man. That guy, I mean, rebound-wise, I mean, he's almost as bad as Curry. As funny as that sounds, I mean, he's a great, you know, scorer. I mean, he's arguably the best finisher in the game. When it, you know, slamming it in, you know, with a dunk. But
he gotta grab more rebounds.
Yeah, he definitely gotta pull down more rebounds.
He's been a good rebounder in the past. I mean, not like, you know, the guy.
So far
with the Knicks, you know, he hasn't shown it yet.
Yeah, with the Knicks, rebounding, he's looked like Curry. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there's been games he's racked up 4 or 5 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's shown some flashes. I mean, he's had like probably 3 or 4, you know, big games that he's actually been scoring.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, he's arguably the leader of the team. You know, I'm not knocking the guy. You know, this guy. I mean, without him, you pretty much wouldn't have a shot at trying to get, you know, any superstar player in the future like Carmelo or Paul.
Yeah.
Because nobody's other than Stoudemire. I mean, we did give him 100 million reasons. I mean, other than the ability to play at the world's famous arena and, you know, play for the best fans.
Yeah.
You know, in New York, but this guy actually looked like he wanted to take the leadership role.
Yeah, and, you know, he brings us, at least, you know, he's a star player. He brings us some, he gives the Knicks some excitement that they were lacking, you know, the last few years.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, the Knicks, they need to start Curry off, man. MVP, they need to start that guy.
For real? No, I think he's hurt. He is? I think he hurt himself in the.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right, bro.
The game against what's his name again? I'm trying to remember. The game against the Warriors.
Oh yeah.
Or was it the game before that?
Right, you are right about that.
Yeah, and David Lee. I mean, you know, he was a fan favorite. He was a favorite of mine, you know, along with Nate when they were on the team. But there's some criticism. What do you think? Do you think he deserved a video tribute? I mean, sure, he was a fan favorite, but, I mean, it's not like he's an all-time great Knick. I mean, he didn't produce any championships. Obviously no championship, but any postseason berth. I mean, you know, what's your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, he really didn't do anything that special.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing he did was really, I mean, he played hard, which... Unfortunately, in sports, it's not a given.
Oh, now Kadri looks like he's hurt now.
Jeez, every time I walk away from the game, something crazy happens. Somebody get hurt.
But Kadri hurt his side or something.
Hmm.
You know, diving for the ball.
Damn it.
I mean, the Jets are falling down like toy soldiers.
Oh, man.
And this game's in overtime right now, so if no one scores in this overtime, it's gonna end in a tie.
Messed up. Speaking of injuries, I don't know if you saw in that that Warriors game where David Lee pretty much came back to haunt us.
Oh, yeah, he killed us.
You know, he scored like 28 points, 8 rebounds.
Yep.
And he knocked out, what's his name, Wilson Chandler's tooth.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I mean, and
I'm telling you, we should have found a way to keep that guy, man.
Yeah, we should have, but then again, $80 million for, you know, a decent player who don't play any defense. I mean,
yeah, but remember, he was a good rebounder.
Yeah, I like David Lee. But then again, I mean, Amari hasn't been known to, you know, I mean, other than, you know, rebounding at times and his intensity, but he doesn't. He's not really a defensive presence.
Yeah.
You know, a power forward also. So that'd be like your two. You know, your four and your five. You know, having defensive. You know.
But that'd be a good lineup though. If we had Lee, we probably would be much better. Yeah, I mean, Lee would be much better than that rookie.
Yeah, offensively we'd be pretty good, especially with Felton. You'd have that another pick and roll option.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be awesome. I mean, I'd like Lee. I was sad to see him go, you know, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But then again, on the defensive side, there's gonna be a hit there.
Right. Well,
and again, we've had that for the past 9 years, so wouldn't be anything new anyway.
Yeah, well, like, you know, I don't know. Maybe in the future we could get him back. Who knows?
Maybe.
But, yeah, if we did have him right now, we probably would have been a lot better than, you know, with that damn Russian rookie. What, Tozgov?
Tozgov.
Tozgov, yeah.
Yeah, he's back on. He's in the bench now.
Good.
I forgot who they started ahead of him. He does have potential, but you know this guy is a rookie, so
he's soft, man.
We gotta give this guy some time, you know, to develop.
Yeah, but I mean, starting him right away, I mean, that was come on.
Well, I mean, I'm all in favor of starting a rookie, you know, but. He didn't look.
If
great.
He's like a superstar, if he looks like he's a superstar, I mean the guy doesn't look like he's a superstar yet.
Yeah, he has potential, but you know they clearly rushed him.
Yeah.
So, I agree with you there.
And that other guy in the lineup, I don't care how good he plays, he needs to be on the bench also.
Who, Landry Fields?
Yeah, these guys are supporting players; they're not starters.
Landry Fields is an underrated player. He's not
Chandler
bad.
Chandler should be starting.
Hey, I have no problem with Chandler starting. I mean, Chandler should be starting too. I mean,
shoot. He's a supporting player. He's like a bench player. I mean, these guys shouldn't be starting. I mean, I know he's been playing good, but he's not a starter. Chandler should be starting. This is why we're 3-6.
And that we.
But hey, my opinion doesn't count, right? I'm not the coach, so.
Hey, if our opinion counted, they'd be playing defense.
So, hey, whatever.
Maybe they'd at least be 500.
Yeah. But, hey, whatever. They do what they want.
Yeah, but speaking of that incident on Wednesday, I believe that was when Lee knocked out his tooth.
Yeah.
Chandler's tooth. Chandler, I mean, I don't know what Chandler was thinking. His teeth got knocked out. And instead of taking it and holding it in his hand and, you know, taking care of it so they can repair it, he spits it out of his mouth.
Yeah, that's...
I don't even know if they even found the tooth again.
Yeah. Was it, what tooth was it? Was it the front tooth or one of the...
Yeah, it was the front tooth. It was like the left front tooth.
Oh.
And surprisingly, David Lee had the worst of it because he had stitches and... He had to get it wrapped up, and apparently he's going to miss at least 2 weeks because of this.
Where is the stitches? On his hand?
No, on his arm, around his elbow and his bicep around that area. That's what.
Well, did Chandler bite him or something?
No, Chandler and Lee were battling for a rebound.
Oh.
And David Lee accidentally elbowed him in the tooth, knocking Chandler's left front tooth out.
Oh.
And then that's how his arm got cut up. His elbow, you know, got, you know, cut up because of Wilson Chandler's, you know, tooth.
Right. Oh, man.
And then Chandler, he spits the tooth out of his mouth, and afterwards, you know, they spend like, during the time, they're trying to look for the tooth. They're looking all over the place for the tooth.
That's crazy.
Man,
that's crazy.
Dude, if that was me, if I was Chandler, man, I would have been covering my mouth. You would have saw my hand over my mouth.
Yeah, me too.
Because him, he looked like he was shocked. He looked like he just, He just lost a fight against Mike Tyson in the 80s or something.
Yeah. And I you have to have, like, put it what? Put in a fake tooth or something? You have
yeah,
to go to a dentist for that.
Put a temporary cap or something. I guess they weren't able to find it or something. I don't know. I hope they found it, but I don't think they found it. I think they put a temporary thing in his mouth. Shoot. If I was an NBA player nowadays, man, you see me wearing goggles, see me wearing mouthpiece.
Yeah, that's why you need to wear mouth guard, especially, you know, if you're like a power forward center. You do a lot of, you know, banging inside and rebounding. Like Maury, at least he wears, like, goggles to protect his eyes.
Well, the reason why he did that is because a couple of years ago, somebody poked him in the eye by accident and he had to get eye surgery.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Phoenix. So that's why he wears the goggles.
Yeah.
Man. How would you feel if your teeth got knocked out like that?
That wouldn't happen because I would be wearing a mouth guard. I don't care. I'll be wearing mouth guard. LeBron wears mouth guard. He knows because he goes inside a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to protect yourself, man.
Yeah.
Dude, you see me looking like Horace Grant.
Okay, then your Jets are going to get attempt a 47-yard field goal, then.
A 47-yard attempt? Oh, no, this is off.
Uh-oh, that was off.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that was a bad snap, it looked like.
Man, that was like, what, wide right?
That was a bad snap.
That was.
And it was long, too, so.
Oh, man.
But look, it was a bad snap from the get-go. And bad kick.
And Rex's evil twin brother, he's rejoicing, of course.
Yeah, man, Genius is a. Hey, man, Genius lost some weight.
Yeah, he did. And the Nets, they've, you know, they snapped a 5-game losing streak.
Oh, they did?
Earlier this week.
Oh yeah, but they lost last night to the Magic.
Right.
Devin Harris had a chance to, you know, tie or win the game, but he missed a shot.
Yep.
So they're, you know, they have the same record as the Knicks, 3-6.
Yep. But they should be fortunate, the Nets fans, because it's a lot better than, it's an improvement from last year.
Yeah, but they still stink. So.
Yep, that's how it is in the you know, in the city.
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, after they broke the big three in New Jersey left, you know, got traded away. Vince Carter. Well, I think all three of them eventually got traded away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all got eventually traded away. You know, that's what, you know, it's been horrible at the Garden because for a small period of time, you know, Nets was, you know, getting the love.
Yep.
But, I mean, it never fully went to Nets town because, I mean, come on, Knicks. That's the history. You know, people care about more about the Knicks, you know, losing than the Nets winning. So,
yeah.
So it's always gonna be a Knicks town. But you know, when they come to Brooklyn, you know, they're gonna get more people attention in the city.
It's always gonna be the Knicks town, man. No matter how what the Nets do. The Knicks play in the Garden. They play in Manhattan.
They have the history.
Yeah.
They got the, you know, the two championships.
Mm-hmm.
They have, in my opinion, arguably the best team. I'm not saying the best team ever. I'm saying the best, quote-unquote, team, like, you know, playing teamwork. I mean, obviously the Bulls team that decimated people is, you know, a better team.
Right.
The most dominant team. But when you look at a team where everybody, you know, they share the ball, you know, they play defense. You know, everybody need each other. You know what I mean? There was not that.
Oh no.
What happened?
It looks like the ball touched a Jet player. at the five yard line, so the Browns might get the ball at that. No, but it looks like they're gonna.
Oh man! Every time he fucking away, they keep. Yeah, she just stay put.
Yeah, this game.
But yeah, switching gears to the
game is crazy.
To the Jets.
Hey, the Jets got the ball back.
Yeah.
But the Jets
they kicked the ball away, and apparently they got the ball back when I looked away. There's 2:57 left in this ball game and counting.
Yep. And again, if no one wins, it's a tie.
Yep.
No one scores, it's a tie. Oh, no. Oh, he looked like he almost got sacked there.
Whoa. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Wow. Oh. Nice. Yeah, this game, Sanchez, he's been dodging Brown's defenders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a time, I think it was either in the third or the fourth, he got sacked badly. That he had like a calf injury.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
he's back in the game. But he's been dodging them. And he was dodging people like if he was Jackie Robinson or something. this guy's been putting the pressure, you know, on Sanchez.
Yeah.
But Sanchez for the day, he's 24 for 29. For a touchdown. I believe he also rushed for a touchdown earlier to tie
mm-hmm.
the game.
Yep.
No, actually, to take the lead at that point. To make it 2013 at that time.
I'm switching to the Giant game to see what's going on there.
Switching gears, you know, to your Giants. What's your thoughts about your rival Cowboys mercifully finally firing Wade Phillips?
Well, you know, it was about time, you know. The guy was a soft-spoken guy. Didn't really have control of the team. And, you know, the Cowboys, man, they've been having a horrible season, 1-7, bottom of the division. And they're, you know, they spent that stadium, they're paying $1 billion for it, so they need to win in order to, you know, pay off that stadium. So.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, Jeff Garrett, he was with the Giants organization for a while there. So he might be a good coach for them. Who knows, but.
Wait. You mean the Garrett guy?
Yeah, Jeff Garrett.
Right. Oh, Jason Garrett, I think his name is.
Jason Garrett, yeah.
Yeah,
so he looks like he might be a good coach.
Yeah, he should definitely, you know, he'll definitely bring, you know, some, you know, enthusiasm, you know,
yes.
in this coaching opportunity.
Yeah.
So what's going on in the game so far?
It's tied 0-0 in the first quarter, under 10 minutes left. Giants have the ball. No score yet. Looks like the Giants are driving, so.
But These Jets, man, they're running out of time here.
Oh, is it just still they're driving?
Yeah, but they just got a commercial break right now.
Oh, like there's 2 minutes left. Looks like they might be kicking it again.
Yep.
It might be the first tie of the season. And tiebreakers, I don't like tiebreakers because let's say, you know, if a opponent wins one more game than you do, they win the division. That tie doesn't mean anything. That tie is it could be a positive, but it could also be a negative. So let's say if you finish the season 10-5-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Patriots finish 11-5, they win the division.
Yep.
That tie is not good.
Yeah. I mean, plus, you know, your pride. You want to show that you could beat. You know what I mean? You want to show that, you know, you're better. You want to beat the team. A tie is pretty much a mercy. I mean, it's pretty much a moral victory.
Yeah, but sometimes it's out of your control, you know? So.
Yeah. And plus, the Jets had a chance to, you know, win this game, but...
Yeah.
They blew it in with like what 49 seconds left into the game.
Yep.
When
it's that field goal.
Well, I mean no, I'm talking about in the fourth quarter before the fourth quarter ended. They.
Oh, okay, yeah. When they let the Browns tie the game, right?
Yeah. And plus, Paul Key missed a kick.
Yeah.
Earlier on in the game when they had like a 10-minute drive and he missed that. He missed that kick.
Oh, you know, so under 2 minutes now.
Well, they better hurry up.
I think it's going to be 3rd and 14, so.
Oh, man.
Might have the first tie of the NFL season. Damn, I don't think we've had a tie in the NFL for a while.
Damn.
When was the last time they just finished the season with a tie?
That's
can't remember
question.
Last time.
Good question. I wish I knew.
I know the Giants, like, you know, they had a tie in 97, but that year they won a division. They were like 10-5-1. But that tie did help. Okay, he's going to throw this, lob this one. Oh, it's intercepted.
Oh.
That was a bad throw. Cleveland's gonna have the ball at their own 3 now. Do you think that was a good decision or a bad decision by Sanders?
No, obviously a bad decision. No, they got the.
You should at least do it like 5 yards and try to go for the field goal kick. You know, it might have been very far.
Yeah, that's what he should have did, but unfortunately he didn't. And got intercepted, and now it's Brown's ball.
Yeah. Oh. See what's going on in the Giant game meanwhile. It looks like the Giants are at the 25 yard line.
Still scoreless, 6:51 going in the first. Well, he's losing. He's gonna lose ground. What is he doing?
Yo, you told my Manningham, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He went back a little, lost some yards there.
He lost 5 yards on that.
Yeah.
What the heck? Jeez. If he ran any farther, he would have scored a touchdown for that.
Yeah, Steve Smith is not playing today. He has a pectoral injury.
Oh. But talking about your Yankees, I hear your guys visit Cliff Lee in his hometown Arkansas.
Yeah, I did hear about that. I don't know how that went, but the Yankees are gonna do their best to try to get him, but you know, Cashman says they don't really need, you know, it's not a they're not desperate for Lee, but it would help our pitching staff.
The way how they're acting like they are desperate for Lee, even though they don't need him.
Yeah. You have Pettit, you know, he's older.
And he's thinking about contemplating retirement until you guys give him $15 million and then he'll change his mind again.
Yeah, it might be the last season. Burnett had an awful season. Vasquez was once again Vasquez.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Good. The guy cannot perform in New York. Can't.
I took a shot at him. For the
you guys would?
Yeah, I would.
And he might be better in the National League than the American League.
Yeah, he does pitch better in the National League.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, when he pitches with you guys, he don't pitch that good.
Yeah, I don't know why. Oh, 35 seconds left in the Jet game, and Browns are going to punt it away. It looks like Jets might have good field position to at least kick a field goal to try to win it. But they got to hurry up because there's going to be 35 seconds left in the game.
Yep.
It looks like Giants just scored a field goal, so they're up 3-0 in the Cowboy game.
Congratulations to your Giants.
Still three more quarters to go. Anything to happen?
Believe me, I know. This game is still in the. This game is like 35 seconds in the Jets game, so.
Yeah, no need to congratulate. I mean, 3-0.
I know, it's early lead. Anything can happen.
Yeah. Well, that was actually a good punt.
Yeah, it was.
So 24 seconds now. So Jets, they got to hurry up.
Oh, yeah. 24 seconds left in the game, no.
Jets don't have a timeout. Browns do, so they got to.
So moving back to your Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you were Cashman, and Derek Jeter is reportedly asking for the 6-year, $120 million contract.
Oh, wow! It'd be a touchdown!
Oh, shoot! Oh, yes!
Wow, the game is over.
Oh, shoot!
Brandon Edwards.
Nice. And San Antonio home with the Jack Swagger celebration thing.
Wow. This is a devastating loss for the Browns.
Oh, shoot. And
Well, no, that wasn't Edwards. That was, who was that?
That was Santonio Holmes.
Oh.
The former Super Bowl MVP with the Steelers.
Damn, Browns, they missed tackled all day. All day they missed tackled.
Wow. Yep. Holy bologna sandwich.
Wow, just when it looked like a good game.
Was that a 20-yard throw? Touchdown? Cool.
Just when it looked like the game was going to end in a tie. You know,
yeah.
Holmes avoids being tackled and drives, runs in for a touchdown.
Nice. And Rex Ryan, he remains undefeated when going against his brother, 3-0.
Yeah.
And Jets beat their former head coach.
Yep.
Eric Mangini. And Braylon Edwards gets Braylon Edwards and LaDainian Tomlinson, who didn't get drafted by the Browns and say he got, you know, drafted by
Chargers.
By the Chargers, they also get a little revenge.
Yeah.
Final score, 26-20 Jets.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Yep.
Crazy game, but good game.
Sure was.
So now on to the Giant game.
Yep. The San Antonio home should play Jack Swagger's theme song. he's doing like his whole You know how he comes into the ring. He has that. He's in the ring. He does that. You know.
Right.
But good win.
Yeah, that was a good win.
And nice finish by San Antonio Holmes. So switching gears, Giants still leading 3-0.
Yeah, first quarter. Under 5 minutes left.
Yep, a lot going on. A lot left into this ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Very early. But back to the Yankee question. You're a Cashman. What would be your limit to giving Jeter?
I don't know what would be my limit, but I definitely would give him the kind of money that the Yankees are going to give him.
So you would do what the obvious thing is, you know, just give him whatever he wants.
Not really. He wants a lot of money. Oh, God damn it. This Bryant just caught a long pass from Kitna.
Oh.
Looks like.
Yeah, he's like at the 10 now.
Yeah. Yeah, Giants have to be careful. This might be like a game with the Cowboys.
Slugfest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far, it looks like it's going to be a slugfest right here, even though it's still 3-0. And those Cowboys, you know, they're going to be energized, you know, to try to get Garrett his first win here.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean,
a touchdown.
Not to mention.
Actually, no. It was out of bounds.
Right. Not to mention, you know, the heated rivalry between these two clubs.
Yeah. Giants have won the last, I think, 4 meetings or something. 3 or 4 meetings. I can't remember. Yeah, that looks like it was incomplete pass. He juggled the ball.
Yeah, I see what you mean. He had full control. The ball's moving out of his hand.
But they're challenging him.
So right now, Derek Jeter comes up to you and says, "Hey, man, I want my six-year... $120 million contract." Yes.
Say that again.
So let's say you're Cashman, Derek Jeter walks up to you and say, "Hey, I want my 6-year, $120 million contract." I mean, that's not realistic because one, it would be his agent talking to you, and two, that'd be out of Derek Jeter's, you know, squeaky clean.
A 6-year.
Six-year. You know,
$20 million contract.
Yeah. That's the rumor that he's asking for.
Man, yeah, this is too much.
Because a more reasonable contract would be a 3-year deal.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years, yeah, 3 years would be, that's a good contract.
It would be a reasonable, you know, limit, you know.
Like I said, I mean, that's crazy. Jeter is out of his mind. I mean, I love the guy. He's been great for the Yankees, captain,
yeah.
But
yeah,
that's too
did.
Much.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, but...
I know he's going to be starting a family soon and getting married to a...
Minka Kelly.
So, I don't know.
think it's
I think I deserve Minka Kelly more than Jeter does, to be honest with you.
Hey, you gotta get her the ring, right?
But hey, that's my opinion. My opinion doesn't count.
Hey, for Minka Kelly, you can't blame him. I should ask for a 6-year, $120 million contract, too. But,
yeah, but I'm sure he has a lot of money in the bank, so.
Oh, yeah, he does. Dude. He got more money in the bank than Miz does.
Hell yeah.
Figuratively and literally speaking.
I don't know.
Well, you know, Yankees got to do what they got to do because it's not like you're going to be like, hey, if you don't go, I'm going to sign with the Padres or Tigers because that's going to devalue Derek Jeter's, you know, legacy. I mean, Derek Jeter, when it's all said and done, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. But
yeah,
there's a certain aura that goes to a player when he spent his whole entire career with the team he, you know, grew up.
Yeah.
You know, he started his career with, and especially a guy who grew up being a fan of that team, just elevates you to that level, like Cal Ripken with his Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, if David Wright, I mean, actually lives up to his potential and spent his entire career with the Mets, you know, who knows, he could be on that level, but he has ways to go, you know. Regarding that, look at Justin Morneau. No, actually, Joe Mauer, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, those guys, you know, they have that rare shot of starting in their career, you know, with the team they grew up, you know,
rooting
for.
Well,
so,
it looks
the
umpires just ruled that a touchdown, that Brian catch a touchdown.
Yeah, I see that now.
The Cowboys momentarily are up 6-0.
So
6-3, I should say.
I guess they saw, you know, I guess when he juggled the ball in air, I guess.
Oh, wow, they missed the field goal. How the hell did that happen?
It's kind of funny, the coach is clapping. At the
I think it was kind of tipped by a giant player.
I guess he's trying to say it's all right. But it just looks kind of funny that the head coach of, you know, the head coach of the opposing team who missed the field goal is clapping.
Yeah. 6-3.
But, see, Mariano, he's doing it the right way. I mean, Mariano is a couple of years older than Jeter.
Oh, Mariano's taking it year by year.
What are you saying?
Mariano's taking it year by year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jeter should have did it that way. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Because Mariano, I mean, he's doing Yankees a favor. I mean, he's, you know, he's asking the Yankees, you know, he's doing what a player his, you know, at his age should be doing, you know.
Yeah.
Taking it 1 year at a time. He's the one that's asking for a 1 year plus an option.
Yeah.
You know, because he's that proud of a player and an athlete that he doesn't want to be saddled by a contract. So if he's washed up, he could just, you know, ride off into the sunset.
Yeah.
By his choosing. So, hey,
it looks like he could pitch until he's 50 years old.
I know. Yeah, he does. He definitely does.
Jeez. Guy's like in his 40 already. He's 40
yeah,
already,
like
right?
40 years old, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind him pitching into 60 years old.
Hey, I mean, other than Jeter, I mean, everybody knows, you know, Jeter, you know, he's the Yankees, and you put him on another team, he's not going to be as special as a player as he is with the Yankees. I mean, he's a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But he's not going to have value on another team because all of his attributes were with the Yankees.
Yeah, and he's older. His numbers aren't, you know, his numbers are going down. So,
but Mariano, on the other hand, even though he's a Yankee, true and true, most
any team could use
that.
Mariano. Yeah,
most teams, if not all teams, would take Mariano because he still pitches at that high level that he is, you know, that he's always has. I mean, he's you know, taking a little hit here and there. I mean, he's not perfect, but he's still the best closer, you know, in the game, if not of all time.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the contending teams would love to have that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's for 1 year.
Yeah. It would give you the best shot of winning a championship if you,
yeah,
you got a lead. So I guess, we'll switch gears to a little hockey quickly. You know, the teams, in this area aren't really faring that well. I.e. the Devils, who's, you know, usually the team that's, you know, that's always in the championship hunt. You know, they're 4-10. Obviously, they're 4-10 and I believe 4-10 and 2. They're not doing as well. And Brodeur, you know, he's hurt. I think he might have recently came back, or he's on the process of coming back. But they even with him, they haven't played that well.
Hey, talking about closers, I mean, that's good. That guy's like the ultimate closer.
I wonder if a closer if a closer, a goalie, and an ace on the team had a fight, an argument. What would happen? What would they say? You see the ace and the closer. Let's say it's CeCe Sabathia,
mm-hmm,
and Mariano have an argument with Brodeur, and they're like, man, CeCe, he's like, man, hockey sucks, man. And then Brodeur is like, oh yeah, what, man? Well, I get more saves in a week than you guys get your whole in a year or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think CeCe was. I mean. I don't think CeCe would be. I mean, CeCe, he doesn't save games. He just, you know, gets wins.
No, that's what I'm saying, Mariano. That's what I'm saying. You know, Mariano and
Brodeur.
No, Mariano, CeCe are teaming up against Brodeur, and then and CeCe saying that, you know, hockey sucks, but then Brodeur saying, like, you know, he gets more wins and saves in a month than you guys get a whole year. Because when the goalie, they say every time they block a shot, that's a save.
Right.
And then, you know, when they win, you know, they win and lose just like a pitcher.
That'd be a weird conversation, to be honest with you.
That would be. Because isn't that weird? A goalie, you get wins and saves.
Yeah, you're right.
Like
about
being
that.
A closer and a starting pitcher at the same time.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Brodeur, I mean, he's like the ultimate goalie in the NHL.
Oh yeah.
He's like Mariano Rivera almost.
Yeah, he has like 3 or 4 Stanley Cups.
Yeah, but the closers, they get wins also.
Well, yeah, that's true. You're right. If they come into.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they come into a non-safe situation, or
so it could just be Mariano versus Brodeur instead of including CeCe in it.
No, but he gets a win and saves in the same game.
Oh, that's true.
Every time a goalie blocks a shot, that's a save.
Oh, goddamn! Miles Austin just scored a long pass, and the Cowboys look like they are potentially going to score again.
Man.
Yeah, Cowboys look like they're not playing today.
They sure don't.
Got a new coach.
Got a little energy.
Swag. And Kim Kardashian's ex-boyfriend.
Yep. No wonder that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, Miles Austin.
Don't call Miles Austin. I think Rangers won the other day 3-2. But Lundqvist wasn't playing. It was, I think, Buron.
Oh, was that a touchdown? Oh, it looks like he was down.
Well, hopefully the local hockey teams will do a little better than these NBA teams.
Oh, yeah. Especially, Knicks stink.
Yeah. It goes without saying.
Yeah.
But switching gears to WWE quickly. Tomorrow is the old 3-hour special. They're giving props to the old, you know, the old school wrestlers in the past.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
But it's most likely gonna be pretty much the same guys we see come back all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Jimmy Superfly Snuka,
Ricky Steamboat.
I think Ricky Steamboat might be there. Iron Sheik. I hear there's room, you know, the rest, the Roddy Piper, Million Dollar Man.
Hitman, maybe.
Oh, yeah, Hitman should definitely be there. But they were trying to get Honky Tonk Man, but they couldn't reach an agreement.
They've had problems with it for a while now.
Yeah, ever since the Hall of Fame thing, because they were thinking about inducting him and Ultimate Warrior in this year's Hall of Fame. But apparently they both turned it down.
Oh.
Because I think the reason why is because if you accept the Hall of Fame thing, you have to have a 6-month thing that you can't compete in any other wrestling organization or any wrestling period, six months. And I think they give them $5,000. Apparently, you know, that's not enough for them, so that's why.
Yeah, $5,000, come on.
Yeah, that's why Honky Tonk Man turned it down.
Double that.
Yeah. Ultimate Warrior, I mean, they've been having problems with him.
They've always had problems with Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, constantly.
You know, when he was wrestling with them.
Yeah, apparently the guy stating that Vince McMahon owes him money, and he boycotted a live event multiple times.
Yep.
And there's even rumors that they're trying to, you know, get The Rock to show up for the thing, but I'll believe that when I see it.
He might make a cameo on the big Peloton or
maybe. I think that'd be the only way that they get The Rock to come onto the show.
Yeah.
By the Titantron. Because he's promoting Faster, the new movie. Action movie, which actually looks good.
Yeah.
Probably the best movie he starred in since The Rundown and what's the name of the other movie I'm trying to think? Rundown. What's the other movie he made? Walking
Tall. Tinkerbell?
No.
The Tinkerbell movie?
Maybe you saw that movie.
I didn't see that, no.
The Tooth Fairy, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, man. Thank God he's finally doing movies.
Yeah.
For people, you know, his demographic. People who actually, you know, seen him wrestle in his prime.
Yeah.
So, good luck with that, hopefully. And most likely not gonna make an appearance at WrestleMania 27.
Yeah.
But he's gonna go on for the move. So when it comes to him, his return, we'll just wait. But with that, we'll talk next week. I thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another edition of Sports with a Legend. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.